Okay, let's face it, I'm mechanically challenged. Now we got that over with. I mean, I could take care of the basics on a car, but if it's beyond ABC, I need outside help. I'm sorry. Sometimes your car starts talking to you. You know, makes those strange sounds and doing strange things. And I've noticed some things don't go away by themselves. Yeah, over time, those noises get louder. Those strange things that it does come more often. Sometimes it's just natural, just like us. You know, cars get old, parts start wearing out. But sometimes that noise and trouble can be avoided. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the noise of neglect. So when you fail to maintain your car, you're neglecting that buggy. It's going to start making some strange noises. It's going to start doing some strange things. So do people, especially if the people is a woman who has committed her life to a man she married. If she starts making strange noises and doing some strange things, the cause may well be that silent destroyer called neglect. Maybe there's a guy listening today who's been wondering, what's the deal with my wife? She's becoming more stressed, more shrill, more negative, more hostile, more of a nag. Something's obviously wrong with the girl. Or maybe not. Maybe she's showing the signs of the neglect of a husband who promised his life for her, but has little or no time for her to really hear her heart, to find out where she's hurting inside, anxious inside, to find out what she really needs. There are few things more heartbreaking and more hurtful to a woman than an inattentive husband. And even though I assume you love her, that inattentive, distracted husband might be you. And the malfunctions and strange sounds are really the result of your neglect. God makes very clear the kind of treatment and priority he expects a man to give to the woman he married. In 1 Peter 3:7, our word for today from the Word of God, he says, husbands, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. The New Living Translation says, give honor to your wives, treat them with understanding as you live together. Look at the action words, consider her. Take her needs and her feelings into consideration. Treat her with respect. That means listening to her, regarding her as someone important. She's supposed to be the most important voice on earth to you. And some other voices might be drowning hers out. And treat her like a fellow heir in God's family. We're talking royal treatment here. How much does this matter to God? He says, if you don't treat her like this, don't expect him to answer your prayers. Could it be this woman you committed to cherish and honor is feeling ignored, marginalized, unheard? Maybe you've been trying to avoid conflict by not communicating with her on difficult subjects. All that does is postpone and intensify the conflict and leave her feeling frozen out. And it's getting harder for her to trust you. It's in your power to change it. Yeah, to put your wife back where you once had her, in the center of your affections, in the center of your attention. Begins by making it a commitment to give her all of you, your undivided attention, at least once a day. Don't let others push her out so she just gets your leftovers. She deserves your best. You promised. The woman you married is a flower that can flourish with your care or wither with your neglect. She needs you. She was wired by God to need you. And you need her. Tell her that. Tell her you're sorry for so often running past her instead of running to her. And tell her, honey, I'm home because you've been away too long.
Thanks, Ron. Did you know A Word With You is available to be sent directly to your email box? Sign up is easy when you visit awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.